speaking up for the rest of us. He is America's voice, Steve Gruber.
How many special people change? If you didn't realize that China is building coal plants as fast as they can.
Yeah. 60 of them in 2018, more this year. Dozens and dozens of these things being built. All the time are these Chinese coal plants. From the Institute for Energy Research, we have Dan Kish, Senior Vice President here. Dan, welcome back.
Hey, Steve.
Good to have you here. You know, it's interesting that we get pounded on as Americans for environmental justice warriors and so on and so forth, and yet somehow the Chinese, whether they're, you know, shutting down freedom of speech through the National Basketball Association or, you know, polluting the skies over their country and filling the oceans with plastic, somehow China's the good guy. Please help me.
Well, I keep wondering why Greta Thunberg doesn't go over there because, you know, we've closed a lot of plants in the U.S. And a lot in Michigan and more
True.
To come. And China's right now building a fleet of coal plants under construction right now in China, bigger than the United States, the entire fleet of the United States. They already burn four times as much coal as we do. And yet, under the so-called climate deal that they had, they weren't supposed to start reining this in until 2030. So they got another 12 years to go. By then, the world's going to end.
Well, that's right. It won't matter. We'll all be dead.
Right.
Right, yeah. Right. You know, according to the NPR reports and others, China's building hundreds of these plants, not only in China, but in other places where they're working and building and creating. So China's building constantly, endlessly.
They're the largest coal plant. They basically export coal plant technology to other countries around the world, something which we could do that would actually be cleaner than any of the plants that we have, but because of policies here in the United States that were adopted a few years ago, weren't allowed to happen. So basically they are funding and they're basically hooking people up, mainlining them, because they'll basically give them a loan to build a plant, and then if they can't pay, it's sort of like what they've done with Venezuela. They get oil and that sort of thing. So they're spreading their tentacles everywhere throughout the world. Meanwhile, we have our people running around telling us that we can't use a plastic straw while they dump all this stuff into the ocean. So,
well, that's a little bit off-putting. You know, according to what I was doing research on a few years ago, the largest coal mine in the world for production is in Mongolia, all right? And they use these giant trucks to run coal 24 hours a day to the Chinese border. They're not allowed to actually go into China, which is weird. They run these giant trucks with, you know, with bulldogs on the hood, you know, right over there. American trucks is what I'm saying, to the Chinese border, and dump it because they're fueling this massive expansion of energy in China. And yet in America, we're supposed to be using, I think, little propellers on our hats or something like that.
Right. I mean, this is what has happened.
I mean, is there not a blackout in California right now? That they say that's to control wildfires, but what's it really about? It's hot in California. The air conditioning takes a lot of juice, and they're shutting power down. Are they not?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, California is beginning to look like Venezuela, and because of these policies, and you've got other circumstances too. It's almost like the West is. At least the liberal West has given up and said, okay, we're willing to put up with really expensive alternative energies, and meanwhile you can go ahead and get back to us in 2030 if you feel like it.
Yeah. You know, and I look at this list, this comprehensive list from a mining and technology website. Mm-hmm. Inner Mongolia has the second largest. The biggest coal mine in the world by reserves is still in the Powder River Basin of Wyoming here in the United States. But number two, Mongolia. Number three, Mongolia. Number four, Mongolia. And then it goes on to other places. The point being is China has access to millions of metric tons of coal right at their border with Mongolia. And Mongolia is a landlocked country that needs, all the money they can get. So they're going to sell everything they can, right?
Sure.
That's what they're going to do. And so it creates an economy for them they wouldn't otherwise have. And China has all the energy they can possibly create to light their cities. And America, meanwhile, again, we go back, we're going to have, and I don't mind solar panels and I don't mind windmills. They're fine. But on scale, you're not going to power the United States of America with solar panels and windmills. Not at this juncture, not at this point in the conversation. It's unrealistic. And we'll all be sitting in the dark with candles and ox carts if we don't watch ourselves.
Well, if you want a manufacturing base, you need reliable electricity, and you can't rely on windmills and solar panels for that. It's just that simple. Anybody who tells you other than that, if it's NPR or anybody else, they're smoking dope, Steve.
You think?
Yeah.
I wondered when I listened yesterday. I said, to me, it sounds like they've been smoking weed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, the good stuff.
Yeah. So when it comes to energy policy, then, you know, where do we go? Because, you know, all of the companies, and the other thing that I don't understand, Dan Kish here from IER, is that natural gas was going to be the bridge energy, right? It was going to get us from here to there, and it was going to be, and now natural gas is the enemy. And, of course, nobody will talk about nuclear plants in this country, God forbid, although there's these ideas for small modular nuclear power plants that are much smaller than previously considered. So that's on the drawing board. But I wonder if it ever gets off the drawing board.
Well, the only place it gets off the drawing board is in China, because they're building. Last year, they deployed about 7 of the 9 plants that came online worldwide. So they're building coal, they're building nuclear, they're building massive hydro, and they're also deploying a lot of solar and wind. I mean, but it's all to drive. Getting electricity and becoming a manufacturing king and taking
Let
our
me
jobs
ask
from
you
America. That's what it's all about.
When it comes to energy production, Dan, and what you just laid out, which is coal, nuclear, hydro, solar, wind, all of that, are we getting behind China to a point that if we don't react, we'll never catch up?
Well, no. I mean, to be honest with you, what's happened is it has been that... You know, straight up, Trump has released some of the regulatory burden that they were trying to kill these industries with.
Yeah, but
and
those
so
will be back.
Helped. But, you know, that's a heartbeat away.
Right. Those will be back as soon as and at some point Democrat will be elected, whether it's this time around or the next. At some point a Democrat, and they'll bring these far leftist ideas, you know, and they'll shut down these plants like they've done in Germany and elsewhere. Right?
Right?
I mean, they'll just shut them all down. And then what? I'll give you the last word real quick.
Well, I mean, ultimately, this is about national security. It's about our economic security. It's about whether your kids will have jobs and opportunities in the future here at home, or whether we'll just sit with our berets and our beanies on top waiting for the wind to blow so that we can get enough light to read and heat our $6 cups of coffee.
There you go. Dan, thank you for your optimistic dystopian view of the future. Greatly, you're such an optimist. I love you for that, Dan.
There you go.
Senior Vice President for Policy at the American Energy Alliance, AEA, and the Institute for Energy Research. Dan, thank you so much. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, Steve.
There you have it. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Insurance in Michigan is a problem not yet solved. Insurance companies can still discriminate. Rehab, therapy, and other providers may be forced to close, and there will certainly be more lawsuits. Tell your elected officials they need to fix this. Learn more at miautoinsurancepromise.com. Thousands of jobs across the state of Michigan may be lost due to some recent changes in the auto insurance system. If you think Michigan's elected officials should be doing what they can to lower insurance premiums without closing businesses, learn more at miautoinsurancepromise.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Wendy Block, Vice President of Business Advocacy for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. The Michigan Chamber has been the state's leading business advocacy organization for the past 60 years. Every day we work with state lawmakers in Lansing to promote and support policies that are essential for job creation, economic growth, and free enterprise. Our advocacy team defends business interests and actively promotes pro-business legislative initiatives. Whether it's education, environment, healthcare, or infrastructure, we are committed to standing up for all businesses, large and small. The Michigan Chamber delivers powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members, representing 1 million employees across the state. We are proud to be the leading voice for business in Michigan.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
Let's make the new year the best one ever with MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Lose weight, detox, and balance your hormones in as little as 25 days with MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost. This isn't one of those yo-yo diets where you lose weight with shakes or bars, then put it all back on again when you go back to real food. MyPureHealthSolutions.com uses real food from the grocery store. Our health coaches will support you every step of the way and track your progress. Lose weight and make this the best new year ever with MyPureHealthSolutions.com. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.